This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. As we launch into the third hour of the program, you can bring up anything that is the point here on Free Talk Live, and you can also Skype in. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you got Ian.
And Heather.
And Conan.
So, we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. Conan, I don't know if you want to share more about this generational thing. We're done with that. All right, we've got other things to move on to.
Look it up. Get the book. Strauss Howe, Generational Theory. It's great stuff.
Including, coming up, I'm going to play some audio from Citizen Kane so we can comment on that. Yeah. I got some things to say here, Conan. We're going to your calls and thoughts as well. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have the Skype username. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Let's bring Patrick on the line in Arizona. K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, well, a little loud there, but that's probably not your fault. It may be on our end. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, I'm calling to let you know the other day when you were talking about complaints, we got over 50 calls to our police department asking procedures.
Okay.
And it was funny because the reason why they got the procedure set up was that somebody, I guess, had lodged a complaint. They didn't get through, so they took it to the city council meeting. And it ended up going on the TV and everything, so they had to set up a procedure.
A complaint for what exactly?
Yeah, we need some background here. I haven't been here in many months. I don't know what's going on.
Well, a week ago, you guys called and asked about complaints at police departments and how the Good Old Boy Network covers for each other, because a Texas lady was. They're very rude, and she was on video, and she was upset.
Yeah, okay. What he's referring to is the police complaint center, but they did this a decade ago. It's a more recent video from the Photography is Not a Crime, from one of their guys. He went into a police department in B County, Texas, and just simply was trying to ask what the process was to file a complaint.
Right.
And they gave him a hard time over this, and this is not uncommon for people who've gone in to try to just simply audit a department, just to get what's the procedure. Is there a form?
A public employed department.
Right. And so,
not your Walmart or your Target or your, you know,
correct.
You know, these are people who work for us.
Who should answer the question, a simple question of what is the procedure? What is, you know, what do you have to do to file a complaint? And they would not walk him through the process. They claimed they didn't even have a complaint form. And so, Patrick, you had called in because you're a law enforcement officer there in Arizona. And so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, what happened is the captain called up and, we were talking and over 50 people had called up asking, you know, procedures and stuff on complaints and everything. And they actually do have a form. It's just called the complaint form. Mm-hmm. And you can actually submit it. And, it will go, like I was telling you, the complaints get taken care of through other city department so that there's no Good Old Boy Network. But it was funny because you caused our little radio station out here created a
people called up your department after they heard our show?
Yes. Over 50.
That is so funny.
One question. How long does it take when someone submits a complaint? How long does it take to get to the people who are important, who need to be involved in it? How long does it get
back
to the
city? Well, they have city council meetings twice a month, and a lot of the complaints will go to the city council if they have to put in an ordinance, or possibly if it's serious enough, it'll be it's got to be handled within 48 hours.
Can't he just go to the chief of police? And can't he handle it? Say an officer has abused his authority, and can't it just go to the chief of police and let him handle it? Or is it in your town? Does it have to go to city council?
It goes to the city council and then to the mayor. And then the mayor.
I do like the idea of it. I do like the idea of a complaint going outside of a department. I think that's a sensible thing to do, but I don't necessarily believe that's going to avoid the good old boy network, because in a small town, I think you're going to find that they're all over the place.
It actually does, because remember, small cities are rivals. So they always want to bet one up on you. So it keeps things in check. I mean, you know, you got three different little cities out here that check up on each other.
So
it was pretty neat.
So wait, you're a sheriff? Are you a sheriff or are you a city cop?
Well, we won't go there.
Fair enough. So yeah, sheriffs obviously would cover different towns.
Sheriffs actually go to county. But it's actually, I wanted to thank you guys. That was pretty cool, because a lot of people actually were educated because of you guys.
Good. Well, that's what I like to hear. Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I always appreciate your calls and your perspective as well. That's what we like, is people getting informed about, you know, the system around them and how to work within or without it. I think that's important. Let's continue. We got Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Oh, Ralph, yeah. You've got to be excited.
You know,
I mean, tonight's your big night.
Absolutely. Deliver us from Obama, indeed.
Did you say deliver us from Obama?
That's some Old Testament right there.
I know that the Oki Corral tomorrow.
Why do you sound so good tonight, Ralph? You actually sound better than you normally sound. Are you a better phone?
Let me say this, okay? This man being an animal and a wild one at that, that's the content of his character. The fact that he is one with the black animal, including that animal who gunned down the police officer in Orlando. We have good news, people. Okay, breaking news. According to the Orlando Sentinel, you know what that is. You have
it's a newspaper.
Yes. That's
I'm fact. From Florida. According I'm familiar with it.
Right. Okay. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the animal was in police custody as of yesterday. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know
so that's
about
good
the
news right
that.
There. Nobody has claimed the bounty of 125,000 grand. Now, as you know, that's the as far as being one with the black animal, and I always say this, it takes...
That's what makes you sound like a racist, Ralph, when you say things like that.
It takes one to know one with him, okay? With him, as far as being one with black animals.
Are you saying that all black people are animals? Because that sounds pretty insulting and pretty racist.
Well, not necessarily. The one who are a dream, the one who are attached to our society, of course they are.
Okay, so then you would say there are also white animals and other animals who are, you know, Asian animals.
Are there in this group? Yes. There are also, but not as much as, you know, but not as much as in the black. I mean, you just go to the news day in, day out. And
I've seen some trashy white people in my time.
Yeah, you should watch daytime TV. Mara Povich.
Yeah.
There's not a thing. Let me finish, guys. There's not a thing in the news wherein, you know, you don't hear a black individual disrupting public order, social order. Okay? Disrupting public order or social order. Not a thing there. But as far as being a ghetto Negro, this animal, that is his lifestyle. That is his way of life, being a ghetto Negro. By the way,
it's actually the second time somebody said that tonight, and you can't say that on the radio, so we're going to have to let you go. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And no, there's not an FCC prohibition on it. It's just one of those words that does not fly in the business of talk radio. Radio stations don't want that happening, so we're going to protect them from it.
And I don't want to talk about it, personally. It's, you know...
And you know he's going to keep doing it.
Judge the book by its cover. Stop what you're doing right now. Go listen to MLK's speech. You know, judge the book by its cover and not by the color of its skin or, you know...
You want to judge the book by its contents, not the cover.
Well, sometimes the cover is pretty nice, too. by the content.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. The very final night of the Obama presidency by tomorrow's show. It'll be Trump day number one. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. Here our number. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can do your online shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. You go there, get the stuff you want. It's Amazon. You know Amazon. Amazon US, Canada, and UK. We've got links to all three of them. You just go and click on whichever one you want, and we will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you're buying, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Steve in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind today, I guess?
This is Mike, yeah?
Yes. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the illegal immigration problem. And I wanted to specify on the particular immigrants I'm referring to would be the people from Mexico, Central, and South America.
Okay.
This is separate from all other illegal immigrants, and the reason why is because I wanted to express, a lot of people don't realize, but, you know, everyone's calling them Latino, and all these people that are coming from South and Central America, and they're calling them Latino. That is a political term, and it's unfortunate because 95% of those people that are coming from those countries are Native American.
Meaning
and a lot
that
of people
they were
don't
born...
realize that, and actually there's a huge disrespect for... the Native American in this way, because the Native peoples are the original inhabitants of this land, the whole land, from the top of Canada all the way down to the southern Chile. And the whole land mass was once called Seminawak. And those people, I'm Native American, and we all have the right to go across our land as we originally did before all the Europeans came.
I agree with you there.
Would it be kosher to label them as Hispanic?
No, it's not kosher at all. They were invaded by Spain.
Okay.
So they're called Hispanic, but that's incorrect. They are called Nicanplaca or Mexica or Native American.
Hmm. And where are they from?
Central America.
Mexico, Central and South America.
Yep.
It's interesting. Nobody's ever brought that up before, I don't think.
Well, it's unfortunate because there are a lot of people
that
talk about it, but somehow...
Sorry, I can't hear you both
on these
talking at the same time.
Programs. And so
sorry, Steve,
can
you say that again? I apologize.
I'm a big supporter of MexicaMovement.org, and if you look that up, are you still there?
Yeah, we're right here. So we had some crosstalk there. I think Heather was trying to get a point in. Go ahead.
I'm tired of people talking about races and ethnicities myself. I feel like we've had so much of it on tonight's show that it's really sad. I think that
people are still obsessed with this here in the 21st century.
At the end of the day, the immigrants, whether they're Native American or Mexican or, you know, Russian, really, who cares?
They should be able to come here.
You know, as long as they're respectful.
Well, but originally, when the Native Americans were here, we didn't say this is an open invitation for everyone to come here. No one was invited to come to the land. They came on their own free will, against our will, and stole the land.
That can happen.
Well, yeah, it was. Obviously, that's an indefensible thing. Unfortunately, that's many.
No, it's not indefensible. It's defensible. I'm here to stand for defense for it.
you're standing in defense of stealing land?
No, I'm standing in defense of defending the land that was stolen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying was indefensible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying that what was indefensible was the stealing of land and the slaughtering of those people that was on that land. And
I'm not hearing every word you say.
Okay. I agree with you that that people should be able to cross these borders freely, but I also agree with Heather that it should not just be natives who should be able to cross that border. It should be absolutely anybody.
Right. Native people have more rights.
No. Yes, all human beings have rights.
Europeans stole the land, and Native peoples they are the original inhabitants of this land.
Now, your right is to protect your land. That's what your right is.
Well, and it's definitely not being protected because it was stolen.
Well, if somebody comes and they steal my land from me, then it's theirs for the win.
Well, unfortunately, there have been several generations that have passed since then.
That's the way you
want
to run things, but we're talking about over 100 million Native Americans. We're talking about over 100 million Native Americans were slaughtered.
Steve,
okay?
I didn't do it, though, so I don't...
No, well, I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about you should show some more compassion towards those people whose land was stolen.
I'm compassionate towards anybody who wants to come here. I don't care what their history was.
You're not showing compassion to the Native Americans, and that's what I'm bringing up right now.
Why would you say that I'm not showing compassion to Native Americans? What is making you say that?
Because you're trying to say that we should lump them into the same category as all the other Europeans that came here.
No, that's not what I said.
But they're the same as all the other races. They're not. They're the original inhabitants.
There's nothing we can do about the violence that's been done in past history. All we can do is change our actions.
We can talk about it because the empires that started it and then founded it were the Vatican under the Treaty of Tordesillas.
Oh, is this going to go into a Catholic conspiracy theory now? Is that where you're going with this?
The Treaty of Tordesillas is not a conspiracy. It's a document. Go look it up.
It really doesn't matter to me, dude. I support immigration, okay? And the fact that you are sitting there, I'm going to put you on hold. The fact that you're sitting there claiming that that's somehow not compassionate, I support people's right to immigrate. It sounds to me like what you're saying, Steve, is that only Native Americans should have the right to cross borders freely. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's the land they have, the indigenous people of the land. They originally crossed those borders before the Europeans came.
I understand what you're saying.
So what is your proposed solution?
The artificial borders that was created by the Europeans. Mexico, Spain, Portugal, England, and France.
You're swallowing your phone at this point, so I can't even understand a word that you're saying. Thank you for the call tonight. I've had enough of that.
I don't know what the solution is. This is something that our past generations did. Whether they were right or wrong.
I feel like that's like expecting us to feel guilt over like slavery because at one point in time our ancestors generations and generations ago might have owned slaves or something.
Yeah, we don't know.
Like that's not.
I mean,
we have
advanced as a people.
Hold me accountable for my actions, please.
Right. We do so much better in this country. I know some people will disagree with me, but we do so much better in this country as far as race relations are concerned. And, you know, it's nothing like it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in trouble a lot when I say that. People are like, no, it still exists. And yeah,
it still exists.
Yes, it absolutely does. But I mean
they've called in tonight.
Yeah, exactly. We've received today on the phone. Right.
But I mean, at least take it from our point of view, and that I try really, really hard. I know I misspoke in the last segment, but to judge the individual by his content, and I don't care what color you is. I don't care how long your hair is, or if you've got piercings or earrings, or what your background is. You know, it's all about how you present yourself and how you treat me, and in return, how I treat you. And that is what is most. That's what is necessary in life. Mm-hmm. But to make my decisions based on where I was born? No, come on now.
No, I believe in individual rights for all individuals. He was suggesting that only Native Americans have rights, or that they have somehow more rights.
And he also said he was Native American. Let's not forget that.
So, everybody has rights because by nature of the fact that they are human. The toll-free number here is 855-453, and that we as humans should extend the respect of those rights to all other humans
and
as well.
And love one another.
Yes, indeed. More coming up here, 855-453.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. And you can dial in right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you can go to saveitpurse.com, and you can save 10, 15, 20, 25% on the various different things that you need to get for your life. You're going to do the shopping anyway. Why wouldn't you want to save 10%? It's easy to do, but the catch is you have to have Bitcoin or some other popular cryptocurrency, because they actually now have Shapeshift integration built right in to saveitpurse.com. So you can actually spend some of those other altcoins if you've got those. But if you've got Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, then you can get big savings when you go to saveitpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. It's super awesome. I've been using it for more than 2 years. Every time I buy something at Amazon, I never buy it directly through Amazon anymore, because I want to save 20% or 15% or whatever. And the higher the percentage you request, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. But if I put something on there for 15%, it's usually fulfilled within the first day. So it's really awesome, and I highly recommend you check it out. This is a great reason. This alone is a good reason to have Bitcoin. Go to SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. As we continue, we're going to your calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Heather, and Conan in the studio tonight. We've got Nick on the line, and I didn't ask you where you were calling from, Nick. Nick, where are you tonight?
You've got a lot of calls from California tonight, so I figured I'd keep it going.
All right, welcome. You're on via Skype. Go ahead.
Thanks, Ian. Well, I'm calling tonight because I've been listening, and, you know, most nights I don't call, but tonight I had to call because I was listening to the conversation at the beginning of the show about the debate Chris Cantwell had with a gentleman down in Florida.
Adam Kokesh,
yeah.
Yeah, and I was laughing because Chris, on one hand, will say white privilege doesn't exist, and then he'll also say, I don't know what racism is. You know who does know who racism is?
Black people.
Black. Understanding of what racism is. I wish I had the privilege of not knowing what racism is. But even on tonight's show, there were, you know, you get a guy like Ralph calling, who's not uncommon, you know, and people I run into who don't think they're racist, but will call me an animal, will call me.
He's definitely racist.
He's racist.
I mean, he might say he's not racist, but it's pretty clear that he's a racist. And I've heard, I don't know if this is true, and it's obviously a stereotype, but I've heard that people in the Philippines are racist towards black people. I just heard that. I don't know how true it is.
As a person who was in the military who's traveled around the world, it's funny you say that. In the black community, there's a common joke that goes around that says, what's the first word that people learn when they come to America? The N-word. I won't repeat it. But
okay, thank you for not doing that.
That's the first word they learn.
It would be the third time this evening.
Right. There's a travel advisory people don't know about from the State Department. Not just for regular Americans, don't go to Iran, don't go to wherever. But there's an additional one for black people. You shouldn't go to Russia. You shouldn't go to certain countries in the Eastern Bloc of Europe because they don't treat blacks well.
Wow.
A lot of places in the world are racist. And I just, like I said, I hear people just complain about, oh, big government and stuff. I'm like, well, have you tried living as a black person? Because I've been pulled over so many times by big government that they please don't be my first name. And I'm a college-educated, military veteran who's never been in trouble with the law at all.
Mm.
And I get pulled over on a regular basis.
Wow.
It's just, I hear these things, and it's funny. So I just wanted to put my two cents in there, and I'll let you guys go. But,
thanks for doing that tonight.
We respect you.
Hey,
what are you doing in California, man? Get out of that hellhole.
Come to New Hampshire. We can all hang out.
I would love to come to California. Yeah, I'm about to throw out a stereotype. I'm going to do that. I can, though. Black people are warm-weathered people. And
but there's black people in Massachusetts, and that's as cold as New Hampshire. There's just there's a lot more of them in Massachusetts.
Yeah, some of my favorite black people are actually going to Super Bowl this year. Go Patriots.
I'm about to bring my point. Yeah, there are black people in Massachusetts that play for the Celtics.
No.
There's something in the New England water. All our sports teams are super
there
awesome.
There are a lot of blacks and Hispanics in some of the Massachusetts cities. I mean, that's just a fact. I get what you're saying. You don't want to be somewhere where it's cold. And, I don't like being cold either. I'm a skinny white kid from
I guess
Florida.
In comparison to New Hampshire, there probably is a higher.
You couldn't even keep Mark there for the whole year. Come on. I can't compete with that.
Hey, you know what? Hey, global warming, man. It's getting warmer up here.
That's true. That's true. It was like 40 degrees the other day.
I should have
let me go. Before you let me go, I meant to get on you guys. I'll call back later on this. I heard your show from about a week and a half ago, where you didn't know what the consequences were for global warming. There are many dire consequences for global warming. Death, famine, unlivable zones. But I won't get into that because I know you're short on time, so I'll let another caller take my place. But thank you,
Nick. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
And actually, I don't know if it's global warming anymore. I think they've dropped that one, gone over to climate change.
Global climate change.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that what it's called?
As though the climate hasn't been changing
even though
forever.
This year, I think they're really pushing that this is like the warmest year and forever.
Let's talk to James. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. Hello.
Difference. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Can I ask you a quick question? You've been hanging out in Cody's room before he went on air. Conan says he doesn't.
I don't think she was hanging out in Cody's room. I mean,
what are you talking about?
That might make Cody's day, but I don't think
so. No,
slow
you.
Speech manner. But anyway,
he's suggesting that you're stoned, I think, is what he's saying.
You sound like a stoner to me.
You think I'm a stoner?
Wait, what is it?
No, I said Cody.
Okay.
I know you've already denied that you're a stoner, but I can't for the life of me figure out if you've ever done some psychoanalysis, because you believe in every conspiracy theory that I've ever heard is true.
Now you're talking about Conan,
not
Heather.
Reject the truth. Right, no, don't confuse Cody and Conan as Conan just did. I understand I'm on Skype.
Okay, but you first were talking about Heather, now you're talking about Conan. I just want to make sure.
I was making fun of Heather for having an obvious habit.
She doesn't sound like a stoner to me.
What are you talking about?
But anyway, Conan, I should like to talk to you.
I'm having peach tea from Starbucks. Does that count?
Tell me, James. Tell me what's on your mind.
Heather, you don't smoke bud on a regular basis, Heather.
I don't, actually. I work out on a regular basis.
Not anymore? Okay. I'm sorry for suggesting so, because anybody that listens to Cody knows he's a stoner.
Wait,
and then
Cody
he has
who?
literal brain damage.
Cody,
he's referring
right
to Cody O'Connor, the host of All Fear Life.
I don't even know who that is.
You've probably met him. He lives upstairs.
He lives in the house.
Oh, well.
You don't listen to the show?
I don't know. I come here to do the show and I go home.
Not everybody who's on Free Talk Live listens to every show on LRN.fm.
I think we're one big family. We all sleep in the same room together.
No, I come on Thursdays and I hang out, and occasionally I go down to the State House with Daryl and Ian.
Yeah, she doesn't even live here in Keene. I mean, she's new.
Let me talk about activist. True activist calling. Speaking of Christopher Cantwell, would have already emigrated from Keene, New Hampshire, if a truly tasteless, racist pig were in my midst, he would move voluntarily. And it's funny none of you noticed the irony that Steve called in from Hawaii, and he's definitely not indigenous or native to Hawaii, and he's talking about people stealing other people's land hundreds of years ago. But he lives in Hawaii, a beautiful state of America. Thanks to European movement
be,
over here.
Hawaii should have its own independence, and there actually is a Hawaiian secession movement.
Yeah, I know. It's about 0.1% of planet Earth that believe that, and you're in that 0.1%. Secession's never going to happen, but I still want to talk to Conan.
It happens a lot, actually, around the world.
Conspiracy theory beliefs, and if he's ever done any psychoanalysis about why, dear God, do I always believe in things that everybody else thinks is not true, and I think that's true, and therefore I'm... I'm in the know.
Because I question things, James. Because I question things. And I also look back at history, and I look back at powerful organizations like our government who have done things to put down the American peoples.
A lot of it comes out many years later.
It doesn't come out the year that it happens. It comes out 50 years later when some old general's on his deathbed. These things do come out. So, no, all I'm doing is I'm just questioning. And I do find some of them interesting. But, yeah, history tells me history will repeat itself. And governments, especially when they get as big as they do, they will violate the rights and the freedoms of the people to better themselves.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to join us here and now. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Heather, you wanted to say something else after the fact, after James in Arizona?
I don't even...
Because that was your first time encountering him, because I just realized this during the break there. You're normally only on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
I'm normally not here Thursday nights. This is our first show together. Conan, you've been off Thursdays for a while, but she's never experienced James before just now. He's an every night caller, and the only reason you haven't heard him before, because you've been on for a couple months now, is he's the one caller Daryl will not put on the air.
He's been censored.
And I disagree with that. I disagree with Daryl doing that, but he runs the show on Thursday night. You're supposed to take every call on Free Talk Live, and I think that he should take his calls, but when Daryl's here, he will take his headphones off. If I'm on with Daryl and James calls, Daryl will not even listen to him.
Well, I can see why. He wasn't exactly
he's a very mean
friendliest
man.
Of person.
Yeah. So what did you want to say?
Oh, no. I was just going to say that I'm not, like, a stoner. If I sound stoned, it's just because I'm happy-go-lucky. It's my personality, so I'm high on life.
It's that Taxachusetts draw.
I can testify
although
to that.
I do love the occasional toke. I'll be the first to admit it, you know, but...
I've not seen you smoke anything tonight. You've been in the studio. You haven't stepped outside, and there's no smoking allowed in the studio, so you're definitely not stoned.
Well, I wouldn't pass up a bowl if it was offered to me right now, but I am not stoned.
Well, yeah, we only have 10 minutes left. I mean, that'll... No biggie.
All right, so Conan, I got some audio here. We're not going to get through it all. We'll get through just a few minutes of it here. It's from Citizen Kane, your show, your television program, which is available at Citizen Kane with a C.
Now, is this because we talked, there was kosher talk, and then there was Easter egg time where Shauna
I got it all.
Actually
I
was
clicked it all
going
out.
Off the rails.
Yeah, I got all of that. I'm just going to start from the beginning here. This is you guys talking on Citizen Kane about the Robin Hooders, which are the people who filled meters here in Kane. And there was all this controversy that came up about it. There was a Supreme Court case, ultimately, where the Robin Hooders, including me, I was one of the six people that were sued by the city of Kane, were victorious at the Supreme Court.
Well, what did they sue you? What were the charges? Like, what was the allegation?
They claimed, and they lied, they claimed that we were threatening, harassing, and intimidating the city employees. And that was a lie. They never proved that claim because if they could prove it.
Some people did. They just weren't caught.
I did see a little bit on Comedy Central.
If they could prove that there was harassment going on, they would have charged us with criminal harassment. Yep. And they never did that. Now, was Chris Cantwell, in the one video where he is not, the nicest of people, but also not as bad as I've seen Chris, was that the best video in the world? No, it wasn't. But I was entertained by it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he was just warming up in those days.
And that's one of the things that a lot of people cite when they cite the harassment. But honestly, he was actually being pretty nice to the lady in that video, if you think about it. He was actually just kind of having fun with her. And
I haven't actually seen that video.
And cracking jokes. So anyway, here's the audio from Citizen Kane.
This has been in the courts for 3 years? 2 years.
Three years. Almost 4 years. Three and a half.
As reported by the union leader, Chester County Superior Court denial of the city's request for a buffer between city parking enforcers and activists feeding parking meters has been upheld by the New Hampshire Supreme Court. The city was appealing to the New Hampshire Supreme Court a lower court denial of an injunction that would establish a buffer zone between city parking enforcers and activists feeding empty parking meters. So this went to district, and then it went to Supreme, and then it got kicked back to district, I believe. Not
Superior.
District, but Superior. And then it went back to Supreme Court, and the city spent, this is all about creating a buffer. That's what they say. It's all about creating a 30-foot buffer. But what it's really about is... It's really about all the lost revenue.
Yes.
When the Robin Hooders were going around saving people at prevented fines.
Yeah.
And I've seen the budgets.
And if that was all that they had done, that would be a really good case.
Even considering... Even considering the fact that they were actually feeding in the meters, putting money in the meters, paying the city, the fact that the city wasn't getting those fines, if I understand correctly, the city lost about $80,000 the 1 year that Robin Hood was going to town on. And it was a good thing, and people loved him, until some knuckleheads started going out and calling meter readers baby killers and taunting them with megaphones and telling them how horrible you are, and that's what did it. And
do you remember the actual quote from Graham, who was talking about the where did that baby killer quote come from? Did he actually say that, or was it something about like, yeah, what, you killed brown babies or something?
I don't remember. It wasn't as bad as
talking about the Vietnam War, 'cause I'm a little confused.
Okay, so what he's referring to is there were three parking enforcers when the Robin Hooding thing was really going in high gear. And one of the three, there's two females, one male. The male was former military.
Yep.
And so Graham Coulson, who is a native to this area, who is one of the Robin Hooders.
And by the way, a good portion of the Robin Hooders were natives.
Half of them, at least.
Yes.
Yeah. So Graham apparently said something offensive about baby killers to this guy who was formerly in the military. And this guy's ridiculous. If you actually you go and you watch the Colbert Report, they interview him, and he makes it sound like he had a harder time on the streets of Keene than he did in Afghanistan or wherever.
And at least Colbert Report made it look like he was
ridiculous.
He was going off the rails, obnoxious.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what Graham said. That testimony came out in court, and it wasn't as bad as it was made out to be. But regardless... if you're working for the state, you're subject to what people want to say to you. If you're a parking enforcer, in the actual job description of the parking enforcer, it says you have to endure verbal and mental abuse.
And that's all that was.
And I don't support that kind of name calling. I don't personally do that. But one of the things that we're not going to have time to play this whole clip, but there's some discussion about, oh, well, these certain bad eggs ruined all of the Robin Hooding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, there's some critique about me and one of my videos with one of the enforcers later on. And the thing is, with public movements, you never really get to control who shows up. Now, it's easy when you're doing a show, because we don't have to let the average person behind a microphone in the studio here, so we can control who's here on the air behind microphones. But when you go out and you hit the streets and you do something, whether it's a marijuana civil disobedience, where I remember years ago, some kid apparently was at the marijuana 420 and, like, jumped out in front of an ambulance that was trying to get to somewhere. It had its lights on. Mm-hmm. I didn't witness this happen, but a cop actually came up and talked to me about it. He was like, "Do you support this? Like, I didn't even know it happened, dude. I had no idea. Of course I don't support jumping out in front of ambulances." But it's like whenever somebody shows up and says, "I'm with them," and then they do something stupid or dangerous, then them gets the blame for it, even though it was just that individual who did it.
The whole movement gets the blame, and that's the saddest part about these big, big open tent movements.
Yeah.
This kind of
except if you don't have an open tent movement, then how do you get new people to come in?
Remember that biker thing that happened out, like that shootout where all those bikers like got like hundreds of bikes confiscated and they arrested like 100 people?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Even though only like there was that shootout or whatever at the club, but they arrested like 100 people.
Even though it was only a couple people
that would have done it, they arrested everybody.
Let me go to Al. He's in Maine listening to WLOB in Portland. Hey, Al.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome. You're
good
on the air.
Show.
Thanks, dude.
I just found this on by accident about a
Excellent.
Week ago. And I'm celebrating that marijuana is going to be legal in Maine.
Yay!
All right.
Pretty soon in New Hampshire as well.
I can't wait until the stigma is off of marijuana smokers and that people look at it like recreational drinking, you know?
It's not soon enough, Conan. We got a ways to go.
I'm a recovering alcoholic. I haven't had a drink in 18 years.
Well, good for you.
And, you know, a lot of people, AA, that's why I don't like groups. I blaze my own trail.
Sounds like it. But
weed has really helped me. It really has.
Good.
I'm glad.
It's not just alcoholics. It's, you know, heroin users. I knew a guy who was addicted to opiates, and he swore by marijuana. He called it the marijuana maintenance program, that it helps.
Yeah, that's what I've been on for almost 20 years, you know.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you're celebrating already. You said there's how many days? 11 days?
Yeah, 11 days.
And how long is it going to be until the stores are allowed to sell it? Like another year?
Oh, that's a year. Yeah. It's not going to affect me, but I don't understand their logic. Have a pot shop, have a social club, and get some of the tax money. They're going to keep it underground.
You're not going to get arrested for it, and that's a huge step in the right direction, Al. Welcome to Free Talk Live. I'm glad you're out there. We're short on time for tonight, but you can join us any night of the week. We're there live on WLOB, actually, all week long. 8 to 10 is their hours that they carry us. Thanks for the call, Al. And more coming up tomorrow night. In the meantime, freetalklive.com, citizenkane.org. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.